Hi, everyone. Welcome back. This is part two of a two-part recap. If you're wondering where part one was, well, go check in the feed and be sure to subscribe so that way you always get your episodes. But enough of that. Let's get right back into the episode.
So they do it. They're like sort of amused by it. But then Jazzy's like, yeah, they take selfies and they have like the things in their nose. And Jazzy's like, yeah, it's giving hospital. It's like emphysema chic.
Yeah. So Stacy is like, trust me, babe. You're so beautiful. Don't do a TikTok. Don't do a TikTok with this. Because Ashley's like, look at me.
So now comes the moment.
It's going to look like pictures from your and Michael's vow renewal or whatever.
I know. So now Angel brings the ladies over to where Bobby is. Bobby is sitting in this like semicircle with several men. One guy is smoking a cigar, looking mysterious. And so Angel's like, let me introduce everybody. This is Jason Swan. He's an executive director of Rising Roots. It's a nonprofit that seeks to diversify the outdoors.
But this guy from Rising Roots is just looking at them. He's staring at them. And I was like, why is he giving them a look like that?
He just was staring at them like, what? Like, we were having a conversation.
Yeah, like, well, also, like, it's like this whole group of. Yeah, and it's also. Yeah, exactly. She brought you here to, like, you know, diversify the outdoors or whatever. So do something. But the way that he just sat there, also, it's a group of men and they're just sitting there standing at all. They're sitting there staring at all these women who are standing there. No one gets up.
No one's not
it
even
was Bob, just I mean, Bobby. So awkward. And Bobby was fucking rude too. He's sitting there just giving them the same look. They were all giving them like they're looks. Aliens. Yeah, just I staring. Think that Bobby must have been like, oh my God, Angel's miserable. She's doing this thing. All these ladies are so mean to her. They're so horrible. They're telling her she's poor. They're telling her, you know, because she just got back from the house where she finds out that they're all accusing her of trying to pay $1,000. So I think he's just like, fuck these people. And now they're coming over. And so they get there and all the guys are like, well, fuck all of you then.
Yeah, they just have this look of disdain on their face. You know, whatever the look is, they're just staring at them. And I'm like, you're being so rude. I mean, obviously they've been told don't even say a word to these women because they will use it against you. I think because they're just, I mean, I just couldn't believe that. That was crazy. It was crazy. And these women are just, you know, you got these like this group of interesting, beautiful women, and they're just standing there, just sitting there, just staring, almost as if like the celebrities of this group, aka the Real Housewives of Potomac, should be so impressed that they're in the presence of Jason Swan. Jason Swan, who have a nonprofit and you're on a national platform right now, and you're just going to sit there giving stink face to these women. And then we go over to, it's a nonprofit. And then of course, Angel's like, and I'm actually on the board as well. Nice to meet you. And this is Ben Dinkins. He is a ultra high net worth wealth advisor. So yeah, like he's a big deal. He's a client of Wanderland Outdoors. And that guy, I don't think he even looks at them. He just smokes a cigar.
He smokes a cigar and like puffs it at them. He's like, and like gives them a look. And they just keep cutting to him puffing the cigar rudely at them. Like, fuck you. You know, they all have this look of fuck you in their face. And yeah. She's like, okay. Everyone's like, okay. No one gets up. Not one of them gets up to say like, hello and shake their hand or anything. And Wendy's like, I thought we were coming to your house to get to know you and your family. But like, Hoppo, who are these people? So what the hell?
Yeah, this is such a bizarre moment. I don't know. I just like, and I thought actually it was exceptionally rude of Bobby, as he's essentially a host. He gets his house. These are his friends. And I think it's, you know, it was fine that Angel's like, this is so-and-so, this is so-and-so, this is so-and-so. But the fact that, I don't know, I feel like Bobby could have done something. He could have stood up and
be a host, stand like, up and say, hi ladies, know. Welcome like, to my home. We're so glad to have you here. I mean, listen, whatever you really think, like you're a husband on a housewives show and you don't get involved with the ladies, you don't get involved in the mess, you are nice, and then you back the fuck away. That's all you have to do. But I mean, you're making yourself look so bad in this situation, especially when you've got Monique over there and Giselle spreading all this stuff of like, oh, Bobby's horrible and Bobby's this and Bobby's that, and the energy from Bobby. You're not helping yourself, you know?
Yeah.
Like, oof, yikes.
Yeah, I just thought it was just like crazy rude. I feel like we've never seen this sort of display before on any of the Housewives. It just was crazy.
Yeah, this is really bad. So Angel's like, well, I'm going to tell the chef to start dinner. And Stacy's like, okay, well, so that's the table over there. And then you see like beyond the house. It's like if it was a city block, it would have been like a block away. You see this little table out in the middle of the dirt. She's like, wait, so that's our table? There's like 10 tables up here, you know, with the fires and the, you know, all the gorgeousness. And then you put us a block away in the dirt. What the hell?
Yeah, it's just really, it's so bizarre. This whole thing is so bizarre. So they're like, okay, so we're all way out here in the middle of nowhere. Okay, great. So then violinist, the one person who comes over to them is the violinist. The only bridge to the rest of the party.
Great. The violinist. Awesome. He's like, ay, 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 ay. We love macaroni. It's like, I don't need this. Play something else. Get him out of here. Does anybody got a Spotify?
So they are sitting down and everything. And an Angel offers, like, by the way, my closet's up there if anyone needs anything, if it's too cold. And so Monique is like, you know what? I like this version of Angel like this. I like you. Like this version of you. I like this. And so Jazzy's like, oh, you don't like the other version? And Monique's like, not so much. I like this energy.
And Giselle says, yeah, well, you were talking about her energy earlier, right? Yeah, the energy earlier was whack because your energy was not of a host. It was not host energy. Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm sorry that you felt that way, but I'm here and we're present. The violinist is here too. And just want to remind everyone over there is Ben Dinkins. Hey, Ben. Hi. No. Oh, he just puffed a cigar again. And we're just having a good time. And if you guys need anything of me, I'm here from you and you can text me and you can call me and we're going to have a good, good time. Maybe not with water, but with a lot of fun and emotion.
Well, we were going to call you earlier because you couldn't have found something closer. Like we're an hour and a half from here. Rah. And she's like, well, this is the high season in Colorado. High season, low season, middle season. Come on now. She's like, well, there's just not availability. She goes, well, the house doesn't have water. It's intermittent. Intermittent.
And they're like, and Monique's like, yeah, it shuts on and off.
No. 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 Like,
it shuts on and off. The house is wack. She goes, the ladies and I are trying to get ready for dinner, and the water is like turning on and off. And there has to be somebody out to go outside and flip a switch. So we barely, with the water, got ourselves together to come to Angel's house. Giselle is so mad. She is so mad right now. And Angel looks horrified.
I hate to be on Giselle's side because she really is just so nasty at all times for no reason. Like, she's really, to me, she's been coming at Angel all season for no reason. It's been gross, but she's got a point. I mean, man, we even have footage in the house of water not coming out of the spouts, and yeah, they have bad. To like go out and turn on the water well or whatever the hell it is. They have to keep going back outside. It's just, oh
yeah, it's really bad. And Giselle's like, well, I have something to say to Tia and Stacey, because I gave y'all a challenge, and I was being shady, making y'all do the sack race together, and you guys were able to work together. So do you guys want to fight again or make up? Because you have the stage.
Fight, 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 fight. I never stop working. I'm going to start 10 fights a scene. Go ahead and fight now. So Stacey's like, well, I don't have an issue with you, Tia, because I honestly don't even know who you are. And she's like, oh, that's so funny. So, so very funny. You won't know until who I am until I knock on your door and say I've lived in your house before.
Well, when we met, I described you as someone being level-headed, someone who's neutral, someone who I wanted to get to know, like Arabella. And I introduced you to my family, and maybe that doesn't mean anything to you, but that meant a lot to me. And then you flip the script so swiftly. So we see that clip again of Tia inviting them to dinner, and Stacey says that Timo's got to fly out, and then he doesn't, and then da da da. And basically, Stacey's like, you know, you jumped on the hate Stacey train so quick. And Stacey goes on to say that, like, if Angel's having a bad day, then she'll be on Angel's side. If Giselle's having a bad, as it hates her, then she'll be on Giselle's side. She's basically like, Tia is going to pick sides, and she's going to kind of go for, there's certain people that she will always take their side. And like, Stacey was not one of them.
Yeah. And so far from what we can see, that's true.
Unfortunately, it is true. And it like really bothers me because I love Tia. I loved her out of the gate, and like, her performance in the second half of the season has me being like, oh no, Tia, you were supposed to be the perfect newbie and you're not the perfect newbie, but I still love her. I'm gonna give her a pass. I just pretend it's not happening.
So here's the thing. The reason I've taken this step back from Stacey is because everything that people are saying about you, I'm finding it true. I know who I am. More importantly, I don't think you know who you are because you represent yourself to be something different in front of everybody. So, for example, Monique had already told us that she had gone to your ex to tell him everything that was in the conversation at Pride, and then I asked, I said, you know him? And she said, no, I don't know that man. And I said, have you ever spoken to him about his marriage?
She's like, why would I say that? We've already established that I know Chris.
No, she said to me, but she lied to me. She lied to me.
But then we see a clip of her saying, do you know Chris? And she goes, well, I know him socially, like, but like we're not like that close, which I feel like is very, very different than you acted like you didn't know who he was, because she'd never said she didn't know him. She always said that she knew who Chris was. She never even hid this. And they keep on trying to make it into so much more than it is. And I don't believe it is more than it is. I actually do believe Stacey on this.
And Stacey says, well, it doesn't make sense for me to say I don't know Chris. I've told everyone at the table.
She goes, oh, so you're saying that I said that? Are you saying that you didn't know?
And Giselle's like, before she admitted that she did. She says, no, I'm saying that you're a liar because I already told everyone this before. And Tia is kind of caught in a lie here, right?
Yeah.
I mean, did we see, is there some other clip that proves Tia to be right? Because
I don't think she's lying. I think she just doesn't remember it properly. I think that she, in her mind... I mean,
convenient. Like, I think she lied. No, I think she's lying.
She's. I think Tia's speaking with the conviction of someone who's remembering it incorrectly, and then the tail of the tape says otherwise. And Tia's like, "But we have proof. It's on camera." Which, by the way, that's working totally against you, Tia, because it is on camera, and you're wrong on this. So there's going back and forth, and Ash is like, "It's just so baffling as to what Stacey's trying to do here. I mean, you're getting caught in a lie in every single which way." I'm like, "Could we see your first like 7 seasons of this show, Ashley? I mean, your divorce that never ended. You're with Michael. You're not with Michael. I mean, come on, Ashley."
Yeah, and Tia says, "Well, if you're going to be a liar, at least be a good liar." She's like, well, if the things that you're so upset at me about that allow you to go from prim and proper, she goes, oh, I'm still prim and proper, darling, to screaming at me and swearing at me. If those things don't matter to the people that are sitting at this table who it actually affects, then why does it matter to you? She's like, ooh, good question.
Well, it's because you agitate my spirit. I don't like liars, even though I just lied at the table, but still, I don't like liars.
Okay, well, then keep it over there, then. Keep your agitated spirit over there. Giselle's like, ooh, you agitate my spirit, da. I'm going to use that, da. And Jazzy's like, yes, I'm going to write that down. She's like, well, stay agitated over there. Stay agitated.
I swear, there's no reason why I would lie if it's documented. Why would I lie about that?
She's like, well, then why would I lie? So basically, Monique says... Look, I asked Stacey if she was the one that basically butchered the story, went back and told him, and she has vehemently said no. So Wendy's like, well, so who told him? And then, by the way, I don't know if you caught this, the camera's cut right to Kiarna at that moment, which is, Kiarna is...
It's Kay and Cookie, come on.
Yes. Kiarna is like the other suspect that they're not even thinking about. Because Kiarna's the one who's friends with Cookie, and Kiarna's the one who heard from Cookie about this and that. You know, like, clearly it was Kiarna told... Kiarna told Cookie, Cookie told Chris, and... had like a moment with Chris, and then Cookie then calls whoever she called next to be like, well, they were talking about, oh no, Chris called Monique. I don't remember the game of telephone, but it's Karen and Cookie.
So who told him? And Monique's like, yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean, it was just us. So how does it 10 minutes later, the conversation get completely transposed the way that it did? I mean, that conversation came out in D flat. And that was just not the key it was sung in. And Tia's like, well,
she said she doesn't have his number. Didn't she say that?
And Giselle says, well, at the time, she admitted that she has it.
By the way, there was also, when that conversation was being had, the women were all in this table. There was a side table, a kiddie table of gays. Every single one of their gay sidekicks were at one little table, sitting right next to them, all watching like a spectator sport. There's a very good chance that one of those gays leaked it to Chris as well.
Well, here's the problem with all of this is that in standing up for Stacey, because I like Stacey, and I don't think she lies about everything, but Stacey lies about a lot of things. So it's really hard to stand to just be like, oh, well, I'm standing for Stacey on this, because she does kind of lie a lot. But she in this thing, she did say that she knew Chris and all of that. She didn't try to lie about that. So I like that Monique's like, well, listen, that's what she said. And I have no reason really not to believe her. So whatever. She's but also now, not good.
Yeah.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I'm the one interrupting you. You should keep going.
No, go ahead. I want to hear what you said, because I was going to move on. So go ahead.
I got myself whipped up. I also think that, like, if Stacey did do this, I don't think that she's like, I don't think she knows Chris on a level where she's going to feels that she has to cover up for him. I think what she would say is, I did have a conversation with Chris and I told him my feelings on our conversation. Like, she would be slippery about it. She would acknowledge that she had a conversation. So that way, if he says, look here, we had a conversation, but then she would not give, she would give like some sort of half truth to sort of get out of it. I think the fact that she is saying, absolutely, I did not have the conversation, means that she probably didn't have it.
Well, there's also this thing. So Monique says, you know, the issue is inconsistencies, and I'm getting letters from his attorney basically threatening me because of defamation. And they're like, oh, my God, that's terrible. But Monique, you did say all that stuff on camera. So he would have eventually found this stuff out anyway, because the stuff that was taken to him wasn't a lie, from what I remember. It was what you said. So, I mean, you were the one who said, so he still could come after you for defamation. It would have just come out later, I guess. But either way, whoever did this stuff, that's not cool. You know,
it's not cool.
Battle to the husband.
And Monique is like, you know, if someone did this, if someone told this to Chris, someone did it with, said it with some intensity and malice behind it. The only one who would have intensity and malice behind it would be Cookie, honestly, because no one else really.
Because Cookie hates Monique.
Yeah. No one else knows or cares about Monique in this cast. Giselle would have been maybe the only one who might have had some malice, but Giselle is, you know, embracing Monique again. So it most likely came from Cookie. And I think that the only one who's talking to Cookie is Giselle and Kierna, honestly. And I don't know. I just don't see this as being Stacey.
So Monique is saying, well, look, I mean, I don't know, but until you come for me personally, I'm fine with you. And Giselle says, that's fair, rah. And so she's bad. Like, yeah, I'm going to try and be fair here. So now they start talking about how good the food is and how great Angel did. And Angel's like, hopefully this makes up for all the pee-pees and soaring eyes. And Wendy's like, I hope so. This is a tough crowd. And she's like, okay, I'm going to work on this, guys, because nobody deserves to go without water, even Ashley and Giselle. Okay.
Yeah. So now Angel reveals the itinerary for the next day. So she goes, okay, so we're going to go to a signature airport, which I think is so funny. A signature airport.
Like, it's huge, guys.
It's like the airport that the supermarket, it's like the supermarket generic brand of airport that they call the signature, because that's what every supermarket calls their generic brands. It's your signature cookies, signature brand cookies. They're going to a signature airport, and we're going to hop on a private jet and go to Aspen. So they're all excited. That's pretty cool. And then when they go to Aspen, they're going to Kemosabe, and half of them cheer because they probably have seen it on Beverly Hills, and half of them are like, what the hell is that? And I think the audience meanwhile groans.
Yeah, more Kemosabe love. There's a lot of Kemosabe love on these shows. This is like the third show, right?
Yes, they keep going back to Kemosabe.
God, they love it. It's like the tourist. It's like getting your Statue of Liberty statue, you know, at a rich person's place.
I know. It's like, and like the, you know, I think all of us were thinking like, oh God, she's going to run to Kyle Richards there. She's going to run to Mauricio. Little did I had forgotten that they actually do run into Mauricio, and it's in the previews for next week. Like, hey, Giselle. I was like, oh my God, it really is Mauricio.
She's like, Kemosabe's a celeb haven. And Monique's like, yep. And, okay. So no, Monique doesn't say this. So she's like, okay, guys, Angel says, then we're going to hop back here for dinner by 7, and the chef will have a lovely dinner, and please hydrate tonight. Aspen's a higher elevation. And Kira's like, oh God, even higher than this. Come on, man. She's like, yes, even higher than this.
Yes. And then Kieran is like, Kiana actually has a nice little suggestion. She's like, this has been so nice. I think we should keep the party going because I hate when the parties end. So I think tomorrow we should have a pajama party. That'd be really great. And Monique's like, yeah, I was just saying that because they're proposing after this whole Aspen thing, why don't we go back to the Airbnb? And Angel, why don't you come too? And you can get into your jammies and we can have like a slumber party, especially since Angel has said a million times, I can't wait for you to get to know me and I can't wait to get to know you girls. So here is the bonding time. It's the after hours bonding time when the cameras are down and you can kiki and it'll be fun.
Yeah. So they're like, yeah, just pack your suitcases and stay with us. And she's like, and Tia comes back. She's like, I just had a moment in the bathroom. Do not go in there.
She really is. Stacey goes, oh, I just threw up in my mouth a little bit. So Angel's like, well, okay. Okay, well, I just have to check in with Bobby and make sure he's okay. It's okay with him because he's watching the kids all day, and I just didn't plan for him putting them both to bed and doing the bedtime routine on his own. And Monique's like, oh, but that's just a dad being a dad. He can handle it. And Angel like puts up her hand, like, he's a dad. Like, don't push this. And everyone sees it and it's like, whoa, okay. I guess Bobby can't take care of the kids for more than 5 hours.
So Kieran is like, yeah, you know what? I took that as like a hand that said, mind your business, because that's my man. Don't do that. And Angel's like, well, I'll text you, but I'm down for the plan. Okay, let's wrap it up. Let's wrap it up. So they're like, wait a minute, it's over? She's like, yes.
It's 7:30 p.m.
Get the fuck out of my house.
And we see it's 7:30 p.m. on the screen. And everyone's like, this is the cast trip. This is the last activity of the night. Like, even the Real Housewives of Orange County, when they went to Montana, did something at night. Like, they're not even a bonfire with some hot dogs we can roast. I mean, come on.
Yeah, this is a sad showing by Angel. This is really bad. You can't take responsibility for the cast trip, the finale cast trip, where everything from the rest of the season comes to a head. And like, this is a big deal for the show. And for you to kick everyone out at 7:30 is like, oof, yikes.
Mm-hmm. And so they're like, okay. So they all start shuffling away. And Giselle's like, y'all had no hosting issues in Nevis. Just want to say Nevis, best cast trip of all time. So then Stacey is like, by the way, guys, I just went to the bathroom and it was a distinct smell of sewer. So Tia, just want to point out, Tia was the last one in there.
I'll tell you who's not lying. Tia's bowels, and they're very unhappy.
She did have onion rings today. I can vouch for that. So
chickpeas. Don't ask me how I knew.
Maybe some corn on the cob. So now Angel goes up to Bobby, and she's kind of nervous, and she's like, so tomorrow they want me, Kiana, and Tia to spend the night in the house that they're staying in Littleton. And to be honest, personally, if I have an opportunity to see my kids, I'm going to choose to see my kids, right?
I mean, God.
If you want to tell me I should go be with my girlfriends, that's okay too, but I should probably be with the kids, right? Like, that's her vibe. Like,
and he's like, well, fishing. He's like, well, if you want to go, I mean, it's going to suck, but it is what it is. I mean, do you want to do that? And she's like, no, what do you mean? He says, well, okay, then it is. He's like, okay, it is what it is. Then you don't have to do that if you don't want to. And so basically, you know, I think she's going to pin this all on Bobby, but he's like, yeah, of course I don't want to stay home with the kids all night again, but go for it. I'm not going to tell you not to go. Go ahead.
Yeah.
And she's like, no, no, no. He's like, okay, well, you don't have to if you don't want to. Like, whatever. And so she's like, I'm still a breastfeeding mother. And my plan was always to enjoy my time with the ladies during the day. And then maybe sometimes some activities at night. I mean,
Ma'am, if you do not get on that bus and go hang out with your friends on the cast trip, you are officially fired. I'm sorry. This is ridiculous. Okay, you are wealthy people. It's not our job to tell people how to spend their money, but it is our job. And like, I'm not saying you have to hire a full-time nanny, even though do you already have one? But you can at least hire someone to help out during the cast trip while you're busy doing your job. Okay? Like, I understand it's a lot. Nighttime rituals, I am not being like, oh, whatever, just put the kids in bed. You know, and it's a lot, but I'm gonna care kids all day. But honestly, hire some help for a day. Bring in your sister to help for the like do what every single other housewife does on every single one of these shows where they bring in someone for the shooting just to take care of someone. I mean, Kenya Moore brought her nanny on like two or three trips. Like, this is not an uncommon thing. Like, figure it out, okay? You cannot brag about your 36 acres and your wealth. And now you know the wealthiest money manager who smokes a cigar and doesn't say hello to people. And yet you don't have a few extra coins to give to someone to come in, a babysitter for one night? Come on.
Yeah, come on. You can do this. I believe in you, Angel. Make an effort here, Angel. Make an effort.
Come on, save your job. Come on now.
Yeah.
Save your job. I just make fun of you next season, too.
Pump it, throw it in the fridge, and get to that party. Now,
that's right.
Do I blame her for not wanting to be around these ladies? Not really. They're always coming for her. But at the same time, you're the one hosting the cast trip. Like, you got to do this. You're the head of this.
Yeah. She's a self-fulfilling prophecy. They always come for her because they know they can get under her skin. And then she does this and they know that they have won. So you've got to go in there and you've got to like take up some space and you've got to like, you buck up and you just don't let them be there. And also like show the fun side of Angel that they got to see that one night in Nevis before Kiarna made you be sad again. Okay. Like, I don't know. I think she's failing big time here.
Yeah. Huge. So he's like, okay, so just if you don't want to go, then just tell him that you're together all day and you're already going to Aspen. And she's like, I know, but it's not enough, though. So then on the way home in the car, Ashley's like, well, I mean, that was a good time. Stacey's like, it was better than you expected, right, Giselle? She goes, not really. It was about the same. So she would have to ask Bobby to, like, stay with us. That's a little weird.
Yeah, and Ashley's like, well, Bobby's his security blanket, her security blanket, you know, and Stacey's like, but when she doesn't want to do something, like, that's when she does it. And like, she doesn't want to come to the house and stay the night. And Giselle's like, I don't think so.
And Ashley calls it, I think, correctly. Yeah. When she says, I think she's waiting to see how it goes tomorrow. And if it goes well, she'll come. And if it doesn't, she'll use Bobby as an excuse and get the hell out of there.
Yeah, Ashley got that. Like, she got that 100% right.
Yeah.
So now they're driving and driving in the dark. And everyone's getting scared because there's no lights. And then we see lots of stock footage of animals, especially one owl. There's this one owl who's like, this is my moment to shine. I am a nighttime owl with a bright light on me, and I am going to take over this show. Yes, queen.
I know. It's like, look, I'm an owl. Watch how I can turn my head all the way around. Look at that. Went in a full circle. Motherfuckers, went in a full circle. What did you do today?
Who is most menacing? It's me, bitch. Your nighttime owl.
I have an owl outside. God, it doesn't choose to go off until the middle of the night. And then it's like, yeah, I hear you. I know. Congratulations. You're an owl.
I know. I thought I saw an owl yesterday, but I think it was just a hawk. It was a really big hawk, but I thought it was an owl. Either way, as a bird of prey, bitch. So they're driving. It's dark. Giselle's unhappy with all this darkness. And they're very scared of bears and mountain lions. I mean, it's fair. But they're also, you're also in a car. the bear's not going to attack the car while it's driving 50 miles per hour. So they're driving. They finally make it back to their home in the dark. And there's no running water. Again.
Oh my gosh. Giselle's like, I don't have the water to wash the bacteria off my body. I'm in danger.
No.
So now it's day two, and Stacey's like, dear Lord, please let us be able to wash our hands. Oh man, I don't even want to use it. Oh God, I'm afraid. And so they tried the sink, and it's like, and it starts coming out, and they're like, oh yes.
Water. Yay, we did it. So they're washing their hands, are so happy to have their running water. But no one has received any text from Angel. Although actually it turns out that Jazzy gets a text. But basically Ashley's annoyed that Angel hasn't checked in on them. And everyone's annoyed, which I think is fair too. I think Angel should be like, how was it? Is it all fixed? Did you guys sleep well? But nothing from Angel. And Ashley tells us that the only person who had water last night was Stacey, and like she was rationing it out. And basically, like Stacey started to YouTube how to fix a water heater or whatever, and which is hilarious. And they got afraid that she was going to electrocute herself, so they had to call like the private chef to come in and fix it.
Oh my gosh. So they had water 2 hours later. And the heat is still up to 90 degrees. So they're not happy. And Monique's like, well, it was so hot in my room this morning. My face was swollen. Literally, my eyes are watering. My nose is running. Oh my God. This just sounds like hell. This whole house, is a house of horrors. So yes. Ashley's like, you pulled a K? Because Kay's been crying the whole time.
Yes.
So now they're talking about, Giselle's like, I'm taking over. I'm finding us accommodations because this is some foolishness. Now at this point, yeah, you're going to have to and just send that lady the bill because this is crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, honestly. And Stacey's just like, you know, I'm just trying to be positive. It's been a rough morning. And I mean, is she trying to off us? Why did she banish us into the woods? This is a scary movie. And we all know who gets going to get killed first. The pretty nice girl. That's me. So Giselle's like, Giselle's showing them how she had to like, you know, how she had to shower this morning, which is that she turned on the bath. And then when she tried to pull the thing up on the faucet to move the water to the shower head, and never went up there. So the water was just coming out of the bath faucet, and she was like basically splashing it up her hoo-ha. And she's showing them, and they're all laughing. And Stacey's like, you did a whole bath. So it's all funny. And then we go over to Angel's home, and they're, of course, having a luxurious morning with like breakfast. And it's Bobby made them a whole spread, and it's lovely. And they're like, ugh, lap of luxury.
The violin guy is there playing Pink Pony Club. Like, Jesus Christ, can we just get away from this fucking guy?
When does he end?
So Angel says that after she found out about the water pressure being low. Oh, no. It's not just the water pressure being low, Angel. She's like, well, I had the homeowners check on everything and they said it was fine. They just need to restart the system. You know, but I didn't know that the water completely stopped working overnight. And Tia's like, well, it's not like it's deliberate. You didn't know anything about it. Can I have another little bit of caviar on my toast? Thank you.
Oh, when do we get to take our third shower of the morning?
So Kierna is like, she's like, well, guess what? Today we're leaving sourpusses in the corner because we're not even doing all that. Oh, I know Kierna's not talking about sourpusses in the corner. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah,
all people, Tia's like, they won't get to go on the plane if they're acting like that.
And Kim's like, you better stand up, Tia. Just look, Giselle. Look, Giselle. Get out. So Bobby hands him a couple of drinks. And basically, who cares? Why am I talking about this? So then Tia's like, well, I'm worried for the ladies, but I'm more concerned with Angel because I'm like, this is not going to go down well. They're waiting for the nails to, you know, knock into her coffin.
Yeah. So Angel explains that she texted, she called Jazzy in the morning to make sure everything is okay. And Jazzy told Angel that they did not have water. And so we see a text exchange where this is all explained and everything. And so, but then Kieran and Tia, their reaction was,
they didn't have water and no one called you. How could they not call you?
I'm like, she is the host. I mean, it probably would have been smart if they had texted Angel, be like, hey, we still don't have water. Can we find a new Airbnb? Like, that's probably what I would have done, maybe. But like, I still think it's more on Angel to check in on the women and make sure everything was okay.
Well, yeah, because they don't know that Angel called the people and told them whatever. They're just like, okay, the water still doesn't work.
Mm-hmm. So Giselle, back at the Airbnb, Giselle's like, I'm going to find us something better. And they're like, yeah, we just have to do this. And Jazzy's like, yep, I'm zipping up my suitcase. Like, I'll be right down. Everyone's ready to go. Everyone's totally okay with this. And Giselle's like, listen, Angel has this Aspen trip planned for the day, and it's great. And then I'm relocating us as well. And I'm going to inform you very clearly that you have failed miserably. Yeah.
And Stacey points out that she tried to turn on the water again, and now it's just trickling out again, and it's sewage smell. And they're like, ew.
Yeah. Yeah, because we see her go into the bathroom and be like, okay, we're going to leave. Let me just wash my hands. And she turns on the faucet, and nothing comes out. You're like, oh, no, it's off again.
Oh, God. So Stacey's like, we have basic needs as Americans. <They're> like,
it's fair.
Okay, so now Angel, Kay, and Tia are in the car, and Angel's like, oh, guess what else Jazzy told me? She said that Monique has been saying bad stuff about Bobby all day. And she's like, don't shift those experiences to me. You know, the only similarity between me and Monique is when it comes to marriage is that Bobby played in the NFL. I'm not even going to say that she's a wag. I will not even give her that in this conversation.
Kieran's like, I mean, to me, it's kind of nonsense because, like, again, if you're, like, recently divorced, right? But, like, we don't know what your marriage is like.
And Angel's like, this is not the time or the place. You're crossing boundaries. You don't know me like that. But guess what? You're going to get to know me.
Promises, promises. So Angel is saying, yeah, you know what? They see someone happy in a healthy relationship, and I'm in one, and they don't like that. And to imply anything else is evil. And no one has Bobby's name in their mouth but me. So then in the other car, Monique is saying, you know, last night I was saying we should have a pajama party, and she said she had to ask her husband if he can watch the kids, and that was a trigger for me. And then she put her hand up. And they're like, oh, no.
Not the hand. Wendy's like, I didn't know she put her hand up. Yeah. And Monique is like, I clocked that shit. Like, when you experience certain things, you know what it looks like. And you are close to being depleted. And then we go back to Angel's car. And Tia's like,
well, Dr. Phil is not here. And from what I see, you've created a beautiful family and a beautiful life for yourself.
And Angel's like, now they're trying to come for Bobby. Let me tell you something. I will crash out.
So let's see. Promises, promises. You better crash out. You need to do something.
Well, I don't think she's gonna crash out that much. I don't know if you saw on Carlos King's show, he had a guest on who was imagining what Angel's crash out would be like at the reunion, and basically like his version of it, which is what I totally agree with, is like an Angel crash out is like, I'm going to tell you something. I tried to be respectful for you, to you, and you'll get to know me, but I just don't fuck with that. You just know her crash out is just going to be totally lame and like quiet and sad.
Yeah.
Well, everyone, thanks for being here. We hope you are in better accommodations than that Airbnb.
Hope the water works.
And we'll be back later today with some Married to Medicine. Don't forget to catch us this evening for some Amazon Live. We'll be talking about some cool stuff. So catch us there and catch us next time. And we will talk to you soon. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
It's always a party on Allison Block.
Our way is the Amber way.
It's the Foster and the Furious. It's Amanda Foster.
It's always automatic with Ashley Otto.
Put your hands together for Carly Clapp.
Get on the right foot with Chrissy Offutt.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Etchels.
We never miss her call, it's Diane Call.
Sunday in the Park with Dylan Clark.
Big yay, it's Emily Gauthier.
Aaron McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
You'll never hide from Heidi Eleanor Jones.
I go, you go, we all go for Hugo.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's our favorite streamer, Caroline Peacock.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Get a bee in your bonnet with Lacey B.
K Sarah Sarah, whatever will be, will Lauren Silsby.
She gets an A from us, it's Lindsay D.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Fresh as a daisy, it's Maisie McHenry.
Aren't you glad it's Marianne Ahrens?
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
This is Living with Michelle Vivian.
I love a ya, Olivia Williamson.
She sure is swell, it's Raquel.
Yes, we canna, it's Savannah.
Cast a spell with Shannon Spellman.
Let's share with Sharon Eldridge.
Darn Skippy, it's Tippy.
And our super premium sponsors.
Make way for AJ Lopez.
Happy are we, it's Allison with an I.
She's VVIP, it's Amanda V. Can't lose when you're with Amy Baldwin.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Put us on a stretcher, it's Charlotte Fletcher.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Who, what, why, where, and Gwen Pentland.
Let's go into the woods with Guy Tubbs.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
She's a total knockout, it's Katie Manock.
Let's get savage with Laura Wildman.
In the study with a candlestick, it's Leslie Peacock.
We're ride or die for Lisa Ryder Barron.
She's a whiz, it's Liz Sarthy.
Always killing it, it's Lola Alkalani.
The incredible edible Matthew sisters.
She eases our woes, it's Melissa St. Rose.
There's a Chance of Meatballs, it's Rebecca Cloud.
Maximum Love for Sandy Maximoska.
She's the Queen Bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
We Cannot Tell a Lie, it's Sarah Telef Sun.
Shannon, Out of a Cannon, Anthony.
Please Don't Stop, it's Soli and Pop.
Let's Take Off with Tamla Plain.
You'll Always Get the Full Story with Tori Parsons.
She Ain't No Shrinkin' Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.